Chaos on TalkZone.com, the show that focuses on the innovative solutions to today's issues. Here's your host, Dave Campbell.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Happy Hump Day. If you're listening live and like to join the discussion, the toll-free number is 1-888-463-6748. Or 1-888, go for it. I've been thinking for some time that the time that we spend on, you know, on the show every week, and that I'm not possibly reaching some of you folks out there, or maybe I'm not helping like I need to help. And the reason I bring this up is over the weekend I got an email. Well, several emails, quite frankly, over some posts on my blog, basically stating that they agreed with the post, so on and so forth, but were afraid to like the post because of what their peer group would say to them. And it really kind of struck me that we're in this position now where we're so fearful of acknowledging one another, acknowledging the truth, that we can't even do something as simple as hit a like button on a blog post for fear that your peer group will see that you liked it and they will become upset in terms of what this email said, become pissed off. And obviously, now that, you know, a lot of these emails were from very accomplished professionals. And so I got to thinking how everyone out there that listens to the show, you know, must really be feeling that if you can't express or acknowledge, we can't acknowledge each other. And then couple that with the last week and a half of what's been going on politically. And for the most part, I've been pretty much agnostic from politics because I really don't see that politics is the solution to what we have. And in researching the show today, I came across a quote that I think is probably about as appropriate as I've seen in a long time. This quote's from John Adams. "I've come to the conclusion that one useless man is called a disgrace. Two useless men are called a law firm, and three or more become a Congress." And that quote really, really kind of stuck with me because obviously we have the one useless man, or kind of as I like to refer to him, as the hot air balloon hovering over the Potomac. And then obviously we have three or more useless individuals that have come together as a Congress. So instead of focusing away from politics and the solutions to help the individual, in 4 weeks, I'm going to relaunch this show. Nothing's really going to change. We're still going to talk about individualism and all the key points to get there. But we're also going to start focusing on a solution for our country. And I'm going to make the cornerstone of the show Mark Levin's new book, The Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Public, as one of the cornerstones of the new show in 4 weeks. And I'm going to be bringing on a friend of mine that's a very accomplished researcher and everything else. So what we're going to do starting in 4 weeks is we're going to start driving that message on a weekly basis to you out there, because I think it's important. It's important from an individual standpoint, and it's important from our country standpoint. And it's not what I would consider political from one side or the other, because what we're going to be talking about and what Mr. Levin talks about in his book is not really political, but what's good for the country. So we're going to be discussing that. Now, this morning, I posted up on my blog, and I'll probably get some more email about how we like the blog, but we can't acknowledge it one way or the other. But the title, and this is from Michael Snyder in the Economic Collapse blog, "The Extreme Hypocrisy: Obama Orders Federal Workers to Make Life as Difficult for People as We Can." Now, we all know that that's going on. You know, obviously, you're probably not hearing about it from the corporate media that this is going on to a large extent, but it is going on. And here's some of the examples. The Obama administration is doing all it can to keep Americans from even getting a glimpse of Mount Rushmore. But Barack Obama's chefs have been deemed essential and are still preparing his meals. I'm sure that is a lot of comfort to those out there that our president didn't lose the ability to get a ham and cheese sandwich, barring the fact that you can't visit Mount Rushmore. Small businesses cannot get loans. But the exclusive gym that only members of Congress can get into was deemed essential and remains open. Here's another good one. The National Mall has been closed to the public. But what I don't know that you're paying attention to is the fact that it will be open for a huge pro-immigration rally held by Obama supporters. So not only is it closed to our vets and the ongoing public, but we're going to open it so that from a political standpoint, we can get our message across. This one I do think you're probably aware of is the last chance cancer treatments for children have been suspended, but that the IRS is still collecting taxes from us. That certainly hasn't stopped, and I'll refer to that a little bit more in the show. The NIH has stopped, this was on Drudge yesterday, NIH has stopped therapy dogs from visiting sick children. But Obama and Congress are still getting paid. The USDA website has been shut down, but the First Lady's website is still operating. Here's a nice one for you, folks. And what I'm hoping as you're hearing these examples is that you all turn a Howard Beale moment on in the back of your heads. Now, Howard Beale was the broadcaster in the movie Network. And famous speech is, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." That's what I want you to start taking away from this, what we're talking about here. A runner was fined $100 for jogging through Valley Forge's National Historic Park. Now, how does that have anything to do with what's going on politically? Now, this one reaches right out to me. The Obama administration has shut down the Grand Canyon. But they're still funding the $2 billion NSA spy center that they're building in Utah. Now, even the governor of the state that I live in tried to get the Grand Canyon opened by saying that we would fund it from a state level, and the federal government refused to even do that. Federal government has forced an elderly couple out of their home in Lake Mead. But the operations of the Federal Reserve has not been affected at all. And just a little historical bit for the Federal Reserve, it's not even really part of the United States government. In South Carolina, the Obama administration is actually using Park Service rangers to keep people away from a privately owned hotel. In Tennessee, the feds have totally shut down the Foothills Parkway, a major thoroughfare that runs through Blount County. At this point, the feds are not even letting people visit the graves of their dead relatives. The Obama administration has actually removed all of the well pumps along a 184-mile trail that goes from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh, just so that anyone that decides to use the trail will not be able to get any water to drink. According to one news report, Gestapo tactics were being used against one tour group made up mostly of senior citizens at the Yellowstone National Park. And then I think we've all seen the bits and pieces around, you know, the vets in the World War II memorial, which brings me to a point where I would like to remind you that there is going to be, this coming Sunday, a Million Veteran March on the memorials. You would be able to join your fellow veterans at the war memorials in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, October 13th at 9 a.m. and at war memorials across the United States. Veterans will not only be the ones in Washington, D.C. An organization known as Truckers Ride for the Constitution will also be there. The American people are sick and tired of the corruption that is destroying our country. We would therefore declare a national protest in support of our nation's truckers on the weekend of October 11th through the 13th. Truck drivers will not haul freight. Americans can strike in solidarity with truck drivers. Truckers will lead the path to saving our country if every American rides with them. Folks, it's high time, and like I said with Howard Beale, it's high time that we stuck our heads out the window and said we're mad as hell and we're not going to take this anymore. I know I represent just a small voice here, but I think we all need to take a step back and start thinking about changing this situation around. Now, interestingly, we have a fabulous guest that's going to be on after the first break, Mr. Steve Mundahl. Now, Steve is a leadership scholar and professor and also the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries in Western Massachusetts and has written, appropriately, a fabulous new book called The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. Now, if that doesn't set with, you know, what we've just been talking about, because obviously we don't have authentic leadership in the Palace on the Potomac, either from Congress, and I'm not talking about Democrat versus Republican or anything else, because you know, this country made the choice to elect that hot air balloon that's hovering over the Capitol. But like I've said in previous shows, it was a choice, and you can choose to make a different choice. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the point where we need to recognize a poor choice, and we need to start making choices that will affect in a positive direction, not only ourselves personally, but this country. And like I said, that's the reason why in 4 weeks I'm going to relaunch and we're going to start on a weekly basis drilling into the Liberty Amendments and promoting it and bringing politicians and championing that entire effort, because I really believe that it is a solution that needs to be implemented. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.
And now, more Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com. Here's Dave Campbell.
Welcome back, everybody. We're really glad you're here. If you're listening live and like to join the show, the call-in number is 1-888-463-6748. And as I mentioned before the break, We are very pleased to have as our guest on this show Mr. Steve Mundahl, author of the book, The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much, and welcome me.
Oh, you're very welcome. If it wasn't as so appropriate, you know, I'm sitting here doing the monologue and going, you know, the alchemy of authentic leadership, and it just it looks like, you know, just this dysfunctional house, you know, when you start talking about it. So it's very appropriate.
Yeah, isn't it kind of high time that leaders on every level, whether it's mom or dad of a family of four, or our politicians, or the people we look up to, isn't it time that we all practice a little authenticity?
Yeah, you would think, Steve, that it is high time that it would happen. The one thing that continues to trouble me is, like I said in the break, is I put posts out along those lines and everything else, and then I get responses back. I love what you're writing here, but I'm afraid to acknowledge it for fear of angering my friends. And I'm sitting there going, you know, it must really suck to have your power controlled by your peer group, you know?
Well, you know, Dave, that's a great point you bring up, and it happens at a really young age. A lot of bullying that goes on in schools is about fear. And
right.
What you're talking about is fear.
Right.
We're talking about afraid of being an authentic person, being an honest person, and that happens at a really young age, and it just goes on through life for some people over and over and again.
So, you know, when I was going through your book, Steve, you talk about hedonic adaptation. Now, I know that's a little clinical probably for the audience, but let's break that down a little bit.
Sure. You know, that term, there is some brain stuff that goes on, and it's the reason that a lot of people really can't, or have a hard time, I shouldn't say can't, have a hard time controlling who they are and what they do. That's why we have addictions. That's why we have people who just can't stop what they're doing. But that term, hedonic adaptation, refers to a time where we lose interest, and usually it's about a two-year period. So if you get a brand new job and you're kind of gung-ho for those 2 years, or a politician that you're going to go
right. Yeah.
Make some changes, or a spouse. And after that period of a couple of years, things kind of wear off, and all of a sudden we start looking, maybe the grass is a little greener on the other side of the hill. And that's something that is real for all of us, that we lose interest in what we're doing, we need to be stimulated, and that kind of gets back to this whole thing of living our purpose and living our passion. If you're
right.
Doing that, this term is going to be a very alien thing to you. But a lot of people really do suffer from this.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I on a weekly basis, I get up for, you know, trying to, or hopefully trying to bring some honest and truthful discussion to my audience every week. And so I'm like the individual you just said, I have a hard time with the loss of interest, right?
Right.
But
yeah.
I do recognize that it can happen. You can become bored and then start looking for the next thrill, which just kind of takes you down the rabbit hole of issues that you may not want to go down.
It certainly can. It certainly can. And you know, for a lot of folks, they don't have a job that is rewarding as your job. I've got the same kind of job that you've got, Dave. I work for Goodwill. We have disabled individuals that we put people to work at. And
right.
Every single day, all I've got to do is take a walk around my plant, and I get all the enthusiasm that I need to continue to do my job. But there's a lot of folks who need that constant stimulation. And sometimes and Anthony Weiner's a good example of it. You know, for some
yep.
reason, he's married to a beautiful woman. He's got everything kind of going for him. And what does he do? He does something stupid by going online and doing whatever he's doing in the internet. He's not alone. There's millions of people that are addicted to porn and addicted to this kind of lifestyle because they need that constant stimulation. They're getting it from the wrong place.
Yeah. I really don't want to go down, you know, particularly go down the road of trying to have a discussion over moral values over those things. But I agree with you that it needs to be recognized and it goes back to choices, right? At least for me, you can choose to create something much more positive than, you know, looking at something, you know, that's fantasy. You know, the unfortunate part though, Steve, is I think a lot of the social media that ties in with a lot of things today is just fantasy too, you know?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you know, it does start with choices, and it can start early in the morning with a small choice of, well, I don't think I'm going to get up and go work out today. I think I'm going to grab a donut and a big soft drink today first. And then we kind of get this sugar high going on, and all of a sudden we start making choices that we otherwise maybe wouldn't have made. Or we just stay up too late at night and we get up and we're kind of crabby. And you never know when that need is going to come to make a really important choice. But for a lot of leaders, you know what happens, Dave? I think a lot of leaders get this idea of self-importance.
Yeah, it was just, I was going to bring that up, is self-importance. And I think that's what we're dealing with now, Steve.
Yeah, and you know, you see it in a guy like Lance Armstrong, I want to just use people who have really been publicly made these colossal errors. You know, I'm somehow more important than everybody else, and because I can put my needs first rather over your needs or the needs of the general public or somebody else, I should serve myself first. And you know, unfortunately, we live in an environment where a lot of people put the issues of money or self-importance first. But and a lot of this really is kind of brain stuff as well. You know, we go down these roads of getting all these forbidden fruits for ourselves and treats for ourselves because of that kind of unchecked ego. And a lot of men suffer from this. A lot of women do too. But I find a lot of male business leaders really have to check it at the door and put the other folks first, their employees or their constituents first, and put their own needs just a little further back.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, that's an interesting point because, and I'm going to roll this back to the political situation. There is no discussion over what's good for the governed. Right. It's only discussion right now over what's good for the governing. And, you know, it seems to me that what we have here, and I'm not politically concentric one way or the other, but what it seems to me just upon observation is that all we've got here is a bickering over who's going to drive the bus and who's going to get preferred seating. And the unfortunate part is the governed don't even get to ride the bus. You know,
no choice there.
No choice whatsoever.
Yeah.
And
you push that out a little further. You push that out a little further, Dave, and you take that out on the global scene. And
right.
You have people who sit back and say, you know, I am so right that I'm going to walk in and I'm going to blow myself up so that 50 innocent people die just to prove that I am that right. And we have a little bit of that going on right now in Washington, that I'm so right, I'm going to dig in my heels. I don't care who gets hurt, but I'm going to prove that I'm that right.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, and here's the interesting part, Steve. Obviously, he's making sure that there is no suffering on him getting his ham and cheese sandwich. And he cares little over, like I was talking about, the jogger going through the national park, got fined $100 for running on BLM land, God forbid. I mean, it's reached a level of insanity over this whole imperial arrogant attitude that we have coming from that particular point on the map.
And you see it in so many walks of life, you know, even beyond the political spectrum. You take a guy, like Alex Rodriguez in the sports world,
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with being the best baseball player that you can be. But, you know, here's guys that take shortcuts. They've proven that he's taking shortcuts. And then he's, you know, he sues the New York Yankees because he is, you know, he's overinflated ego.
Yeah, he got caught with his hands in the cookie jar, and he's being paid millions of dollars for playing a game that has absolutely no importance at all. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, little children in South Africa are not going to eat or not eat based on what he does on the baseball field. You know, it's got no significance whatsoever.
No, you're absolutely right. And somehow, you know, we've gotten our values again flipped so that if you can catch, throw, hit, golf, do whatever, a ball, you get paid these big bucks. But if you're a school teacher, or if you're somebody
right.
working in a nonprofit, or if you're a radio DJ, you know, it's the kind of thing where you're not as important. And I, you know, it does get back to values. But for each one of us, Dave, I think the really important thing for your listeners is that it can happen to any of us once we get off
right.
track.
And, yep.
you know, the headline might be for anybody listening, it's not going to be an Alex Rodriguez or a Bill Clinton or whomever it might happen to be, or General Petraeus. It could be you that's on the headlines of, in your life in a negative way, and that's the one thing we just really don't want to do in our life. And we do that when we get off that vibrational balance, you know, where something else has become far more important, us, our ego, than what really is the higher good.
Yeah, let's turn our attention to the vibrational gap. I know you speak about it in your book, and we're coming up on the break, so kind of keep that in mind, and then we'll dive into it after the break. But I thought it was really interesting, and then one of the techniques that you have I want to discuss as well, that of you know, helping the emotional component, you know, and the energy, which to me I find extraordinary, because you know, if I take it and roll it back to this particular technique and the Chinese that were practicing, you know, pressure points and stuff like that thousands of years ago, that are just dismissed by modern day medicine. I find some of that stuff extraordinary, that it is so impactful.
Absolutely. It'd be great conversation.
Yep. So folks, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Mundell. He wrote the book, The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership, and we'll have more with Steve when we come back. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone Radio.
This is Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com with your host, Dave Campbell.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're listening live and like to join the show and perhaps ask the guests some questions, the call-in number is 1-888-463-6748. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Mundell, author of a fabulous book, and I would highly recommend all of you going out and picking this up, and it's called The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. So, Steve, before the break, we were talking about vibrational gap. Let's kind of get into that a little bit.
Yeah, Dave, it's a kind of a fancy word for when something is literally sucking energy away from you. Imagine, you know, you leave your headlights on in your car and you go back there the next day and try to start it. There's no energy there. The car won't start. And whether it's a bad marriage or a rotten job or a circle of friends that's kind of draining you, whatever it happens to be, this happens to all of us in life. And when that energy starts to get drained off, we kind of go into a different cycle in our life. We enter into depression, or we just are playing down on things. In extreme cases, you got some crazy nut that picks up a rifle and starts walking through the Navy Yard and starts shooting people.
Right.
And those are extreme cases. But all of us have these cycles, and we just have to monitor that. We can't allow all of our energy to be drained off, and that's what they refer to as the vibrational gap. When this gap gets wide, what happens is we just don't have the energy to get up, put a smile on our face, and go off and do what we have to do. And it can become something very dangerous for folks.
Yeah, you know, and I think it can go beyond just being in terms of just like a material kind of thing, like a job or anything else. It could be the peer group around you as well. They could be sucking the living bejesus out of you as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in the seventh grade, we had this bully, and for some reason, he picked Steve out, and he was just going to torture me. Now, maybe he was torturing everybody. I don't know. I had no idea. I had no idea, Dave, that this guy lived in a really rotten house, and he had a rotten dad who beat him up. I had no idea why he was so mad and so angry. But he was a guy that just didn't have any joy in his life, and he was going to go and make misery for everybody else. And we all know people like this or been around people
right.
like this. It could be road rage or whatever. Finally, you know, I had to stand up to this guy, and I got a bloody nose, my very first one. But it was the kind of thing where we're just going to encounter people like that. And hopefully you don't have a lot of listeners that are deep in this gap, you know, where they get no joy out of their relationship or their marriage or their job. And we've got to find something to kind of claw our way out of that, or it can be bad news for us.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but like I said, a lot of it all goes back to choice. I mean, we can choose to create something different. I mean, we don't have to have whatever the situation that you're locked in right now, unless it's, you know, a terminal illness or something like that, can be changed.
It can be, of course.
You just have to make the commitment to make a different choice as opposed to wallow around in the poor choice you may or may not have made at the present.
No, although you're nailing the coffin right there, the nail right into the coffin. This is absolutely true, and it gets around to something else called willpower.
And, right, I was just going to say, I was going to talk about willpower, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like we have two people inside of us. We've got that guy inside of us that says, oh, there's the candy dish again, and we fill up our pockets and so forth. And then there's the other guy that says, no, you know, I don't really need that candy, and walks by it. Now, that applies to everything, of course. It applies to any kind of temptation that comes down the road, whether it's, you know, it's a human temptation or, you know, I can pad my expense account this month because I got away with it and it's working for me. But it's a way for us to get into a place where we kind of lose that sense of willpower, which is a neat thing that we all have. And it's kind of that inner voice of saying, no, I can make a choice, as you say. I can make a better choice. And I can
right.
do that right now, today, at this moment. If I'm miserable, I'm not going to go out there and spread that on the whole world. I'm going to make some better choices for me in my life. That's willpower. And there are a lot of ways that you can build this willpower thing up. Because
right.
after you get
yep.
deep down, when you get into this deep hole of depression, Dave, you know, for folks that are really stuck in that, your willpower is gone. It's just,
yeah.
you know, you almost need, like, medical help to get out of some of these holes that we can find ourselves
right.
in.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, frustration, lack of self-esteem, a lot of all of that play. And you know, I'm not a psychologist or anything else. All I'm doing is speaking from experience and you know, in the process, quite frankly, of recreating myself. But it is a conscious choice. I mean, you have to, you know, like I've said, you have to finally, you know, put your foot down and say enough. You know, this, you know, feeling this way, this circumstance, whatever it is, enough. I'm going to become this over here, and with the knowledge, and this is the piece that I think people are missing, Steve. They have the ability to be whatever they want to be. They just don't believe it.
Yeah,
you know,
boy,
they just don't believe that they can be whatever they want to be, that where they're at is dictated by external forces. And even, you know, to your point, internal forces. I mean, you know, I don't know of anybody. I don't know of a single person that came from a perfect childhood, upbringing, or whatever else. Everybody's got some. Yeah, everybody's got a dysfunctional family in the closet, And, you know, you can point to that and say, you know, the reason I'm this is because of that, but that's just crap.
Well,
because
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a great point that you're making. And you know, I love the story of Bill who started AA, and I don't even know Bill's last name. I don't know if anybody does, but he made a statement after years of being an alcoholic and abusing his body and abusing his family and everything else. He made the statement that I finally got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just takes what it takes. And for some people, it's going to jail. And I hate to say that because it's, you know, that's a pretty deep
right.
hole that you have to go down. But for some people, it takes that. And there's a lot of stories. I've got a couple of stories in the book about people who have actually gone to jail, got out, and made a big difference in their life by really
right.
changing it around. And sometimes it just takes a 2x4 over the top of our head to kind of get us to wake up. But you're right. It is daily choices, and it is a choice that we want a different outcome than the one that we're experiencing today.
Yep. I really believe that. And you know, I'm hoping that, you know, the people listening to us today come away from this conversation with the fact that, you know, you can change that. You can become authentic. You can reestablish your honor, your self-esteem. All of those parts and pieces are within your ability to do. You just have to choose to do it.
Well said. Absolutely well said. And if you need some help, don't be too proud. Don't
right.
be too stubborn. Go out there and there's therapists that are really skilled at this, and I've got a co-author actually, my wife is a psychotherapist. She is very, very skilled at helping people through this. So if you need that, and particularly for your male listeners, Dave, if you need a little bit of help to get off where you're at today, go find it. It's out there. If it's not
right.
in a book, it doesn't have to be in a book, but go find somebody to work these issues out. I tell you, you know, I used to kind of be a little heavy-footed on the road, and I got a couple of speeding tickets, and I thought, well, boy, this is really unfair, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, finally I made the choice. If I only go the speed limit, I'll never have to look in my rearview mirror and see blue lights again. And
right.
it's been 8 years since I've had a speeding ticket because of a simple choice to change a thing that was a big aggravation for me. And you're right. That is choice. It is the small choices that can become big ones. But by all means, if you need some help, get it, because life is so much easier and sweeter when you're living a life kind of in your authentic self, like you mentioned, being an honorable person rather than, you know, somebody who's just making life miserable for everybody else.
Yeah, and all of those attributes are within each and every one of us. I mean, we are, to put it bluntly, we are magnificent if we allow ourselves to be. And it's, again, that's really a choice. So, let's talk about the domino effect, and then we'll go into the break, and I want to go into the whole emotional freedom technique.
Great. Well, you know, the domino effect is just like playing dominoes. You know, you stick up the tiles, and all of a sudden, with your finger, you tip one over, and all of a sudden, all of them tip over. And it's kind of cool to watch that, but it's not cool in life to be in a downward domino effect. And basically, it just happens by, say you got an important meeting to attend to in the morning, but there's a great football game on, and you're sitting up, you're drinking a little bit too much beer, you're watching a little bit too late, you get up in the morning, you're grumpy, you grab the donuts, you grab something that's not good for you, and so the repetitive bad choices continue. So now you got 1, 2, 3 different things, lack of sleep, bad diet, no exercise. You got all these things now that puts your brain under actual stress. And stress is a killer. It is the killer. Stress and anxiety are just the big killers of living an authentic life and a happy and a fulfilling life. That's the domino theory, where you get one bad thing happening after another. And it's a real thing that happens to all of us. And you just have to be aware of it and kind of watch out for it.
Yeah, and if you're involved in that, again, you can. It doesn't have to be, you know, the set in stone. You know, you can. You have to
get out of it anytime you want.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, you know, it's like driving around in a circle and there's four exits. I mean, you can always, you know, take one of the exits. You don't have to keep driving around the roundabout and going, you know, this really is bad when all you have to do is, you know, take a step one side or the other. And just a real quick funny story. A lot of the project teams that I deal with, you know, I refer to, you know, a framed in house with a hung front door, and people typically will walk up to the front door and knock on the front door and wait for it to be opened when all they have to do is take a step to the right or the left and they walk through the wall and they're in the house. But they will stand in front of that door till hell freezes over. And not realize for a second that all they have to do is move to the right or left, and the problem is solved. So
yeah, there's actually a name for that. It's called conditioning. So,
yeah. Can you stay with me for a few more minutes?
Sure, Dave. Happy to do it.
All right. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.
Welcome back to Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com. Here's Dave Campbell.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining the show, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Mundall, author of a fabulous book, The Alchemy of Authentic Leadership. Steve, I want to, because to me it's so important, this whole idea of EFT, you know, emotional freedom technique, I think it's a wonderful technique for our listeners to hear about, because I think it would help in a lot of different situations. So, can you take a few moments before the end of the show and let's talk about this?
Sure. Yeah. EFT, emotional freedom technique, is really used by therapists, but basically what they're doing is they're kind of going through the different meridians in your body. This is again, if it's kind of a therapeutic term, but and what they're doing is they're going in and you're tapping at different places in your body. The idea is to kind of wake up certain areas of your neurological system that are triggering depression or triggering negative actions and negative thoughts. It's been used for years and years and years. It's kind of very much along the same lines as acupuncture, and some of the oriental techniques that you mentioned at the outcome of the show that we've been around for years and years. And really it just points to the fact that you don't have to stay stuck. You just don't have to. You know, you can use the term living authentically, or you can use the term living happy, or whatever you want to do. But it all comes down to the fact that if you need these kinds of therapies, and sometimes it's more than just talking to your friend about a situation, sometimes you really do get stuck. You know, in my case, my father had suffered from OCD, obsessive compulsion disorder, and I found that I had a little bit of this in me as well. My dad made some bad, bad choices in his career. God bless his soul, but he made some bad choices, got fired for some really bad ethical choices that he made in his career. And it is something that has stuck so deep inside of me that I don't take a pen out of my office. I take nothing home. I haven't even turned in an expense account for months simply because I don't ever want to go down that road. So a lot of these choices that we make are choices that have been drilled into us since we were very, very young. And these kinds of techniques, EFT, and other kinds of techniques that therapists use, are excellent ways to get yourself unstuck. And I know a lot of guys don't want to do this thing. They don't want to go to therapy and blah, 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 blah. But it's like going to a doctor. When you need it, you need it. And the point is, hey, you want to live the happiest, most successful life you can. I don't know if we've got more of them after this or if this is the only
one. Exactly.
For discussion.
No, exactly. I mean, the water that goes under the bridge is the water that's gone. I mean, you know, you can sit there and look in the rearview mirror, but there's, you know, the hourglass, you know, the sand in the hourglass is going, and you don't know when, you know, that last grain's going to drop or not. So, Yeah,
you know, none of us are going to survive this experience, you know. So you might
get
the most out of it. I love the Army saying, you know, be all you can be, and there is something to that. You just want to live the happiest, most successful, fruitful life you can. And so, you know, if you've got an alcoholic past, or if you got a lot of alcoholism in your family, okay, like you said earlier, it's there. You know that, but you've got to make some wise choices so you don't pick up those old tools that you might be kind of genetically predisposed of. You don't need to pick them up. You've got choice, and you can make the right choices.
Yep. And, you know, it may sound difficult, but it is difficult because there's a great deal of effort depending on the circumstance that goes around it. But it's a worthy endeavor. It's worthwhile to understand that there's going to be some effort in there, but it's all about, you know, the creation of a positive, joyful life that you can manifest if you start down that road. You don't have to be strapped with what you think you have right now, because you can alter it. Albeit it doesn't happen overnight. But and maybe in some cases it does. I don't know. I mean, you could wake up with the winning lottery ticket, but it just making the choice to move from A to B is a wonderful start, right?
And it can be hard for certain people. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, some people are predisposed to be overweight. They got, you know, their parents have been overweight, their grandparents are overweight, and they've got the genetic predisposition to be overweight. These are fault lines. Now imagine if you live on the San Andreas Fault in California, and you're living right on that fault. The day's going to come, hopefully not in your life, but the day will come when there's going to be an earthquake, because that's where you live. And that's what, you know, we talk about in the book as being these predisposed fault lines in your genetics. And we all have them. And you have to be, number one, you got to be aware of them, because they will trigger you. Some people get road rage, horrible road rage. Well, other people don't. And again, you have to be aware of them. And then secondly, you have to decide, to either find some help to get rid of the fault line, or at least kind of mitigate the effects of the fault line, and make some better choices for your life, because you will get triggered again and again and again, because these are real. These are real, and we all have them in our past. As you said, nobody's got a perfect childhood, and some folks out there have had a real rotten one. And,
right.
You look at a guy like Jerry Sandusky. What he did is horrible, but he might have been abused as a boy too. We don't know. We don't know if the abuse that he got as a kid, he just passed on to others because he was genetically wired that way. He still had choice, no doubt about that, but it is these genetics are real, and we have to deal with them.
Right. So how do people get a hold of you, Steve?
Well, you know, we've got a website that's the same name as the book, the Alchemy of Authentic Leadership.com. You know, I'm not about selling books, Dave. You can buy.
No, I understand. I just
$3 or something like that. But the truth is, and all the message that I really want to say is that, you know, you've got this one chance. You got this one shot. Make the best of it. There's a lot of self-help books out there. There's a lot of ways to get help. If you really need professional help, there's no shortage of that out there. My book helps you down this road. It's pretty simply written, because I'm kind of a simple guy. I kind of follow a pretty simple path myself. But we're all on the journey together. And if we can help each other through this thing, all the better.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, Steve, and I know my audience appreciates it as well. And hopefully we can have you back on, and we can continue this conversation.
Lots of good things to talk about, and would love to be back on your show another day.
All right, terrific. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
All right, you too. I hope you enjoyed it, folks. Like I said, in 4 weeks, we're really going to start drilling on the Liberty Amendments, and hopefully bring some value to you, because I think it's time that we really started to drive this. Have a wonderful week. It's been a real pleasure. I want to thank you so much. Thank to Dave for running the board. And we'll see you next week. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.